Then they asked me if I was often here in the park. And I answered that yes, I enjoyed spending time here and I would certainly come back. Then the two of them said that they didn't have much time, but that they would be very happy if they could meet me here again very soon. I should just stay nearby again, they would find me. Well, they had started talking to me and it had made me feel a little more free. I then asked where they were going, because they acted as if they had a very important task to complete and were in a hurry, but they wanted to give me some of their precious time. They said they had to go to an old person who was very ill. They had to support him and try to give him some strength. I asked how they could do that. They explained, yes, that was no problem for them, but they couldn't take me with them now if I wanted to. That wouldn't work. But they would be happy to take me with them later and show me how they fulfilled their divine tasks. Yes, maybe I would come with them then, I said, but for now I would be happy. But they made it clear to me that now was not the time. They couldn't take me with them under any circumstances, as they had so many tasks. It would also not be possible to deal with me any more closely now. Then they said a friendly goodbye to me and left. I didn't think any more about it. I didn't stay on this bench all the time. I wandered around again, now here, now there, and observed all sorts of things among the people. I have seen people living in peace and others arguing, being dissatisfied, cheating each other, lying to each other and the like. But then I was drawn back to that park, to that bench. And I thought, oh, maybe this way there is an opportunity to get on a bit faster. Maybe the two of them can support me and help me to ease the burdens on my soul a bit, if they are as friendly as they were. So I hoped for something from them. But I saw that it was not possible for the time being to have a closer conversation with them or to have them take me with them. Well, I went back and then made the happy discovery that they were coming back. They greeted me and said they were so pleased to see me again, but again they did not have much time, but they would like to make me happy and support me. I was curious and asked what their next step was, what they had to do. They said they had to go to children, they had to look after them and protect them, children were in danger, they had to go. They explained to me, there are children everywhere, in so many places, and they have to be looked after, and I understood that too. They also said, we don't just have to look after children, sometimes adults too. By that they meant that they had to protect them from misfortune, they had to support them. Okay, I said, I didn't want to stop them. But they always acted as if they were in a hurry, and so I couldn't hold them back. So we met a few times, and when we were together again, they asked me, wouldn't you like, dear brother, if we could pray for the salvation of your soul now? And I said, oh, your prayer will certainly have a great effect on me, and of course I agreed. They prayed with me and then quickly said goodbye, but promised to come back. It went on like this for a long time, and they always had an explanation. One time they said they had to protect someone from misfortune, another time they had to support a dying person, give him strength and pray with him. Another time it was a mother who was worried and in despair, whom they had to support. It went on like this for a long time. Then suddenly they asked me to come with them. I had enough evidence of their beautiful work, and so I went with them. After we had walked a little way together, I suddenly had the impression that their clothing was changing color. While I had previously considered it beautiful and thought it was noble, I was suddenly frightened. I opened my spiritual eyes wide and said, is that possible? Before, your clothes were such a fresh color, and now I find them so dark and your whole appearance rather repulsive. I said, how is that possible? Can you change like that? Is it necessary? Yes, of course, they agreed, you always have to adapt, wherever you go, you have to adapt to the surroundings. I shouldn't let that stop me, I should just come with them, because I wouldn't be wearing the most elegant clothing myself. But I began to become suspicious. On the other hand, I asked myself, how is that possible? They always talked about their beautiful work, they prayed with me, they prayed properly. How can it be possible that someone can pray properly and now suddenly look like that? Okay, we went and came into a house where the evening meal was just being eaten. As we stood there, the two of them said to me that I just had to wait a little. After the people had eaten dinner, they prayed. And the two of them and I prayed with them. Suddenly the two people got into an argument. After the meal was over and the prayer was forgotten, then one of them started to tell us something and we started arguing. I stood a little to the side and thought that I would like to leave it to these two higher beings to intervene with their spiritual power and bring peace and quiet to these people, because they had prayed beforehand and we with them. And what did I see? Suddenly the two of them entered into these people and argued with them. I was frightened and said, "Ugh, you are devils." And left. That was a disappointment for me. Then I returned to the spiritual realm. I was depressed in my spirit, because in the spiritual realm, where my real home was, there were no such beings. You saw very few elegantly dressed beings. They came too and were in such a hurry, they went to one or the other to speak to him and give him instructions and then left again. But here, people knew that they were angels of God. So I asked a brother in my spiritual home, "Hey, can you give me some information? I had an experience with people." And he answered, "Experiences with people are rarely uplifting. You'd better stay here, you'll make faster progress." That's the thing, you always hear everyone being told, "Why do you always go to people? What can they give you?" Don't always go to people. You have found your new home, stay true to this home, and only go to people when you have a task. I asked him to explain it to me in more detail. "What should I explain to you in more detail?" He said, "You have had your experience. You see how these spirits who come from the kingdom of the devil have their right among people. You have experienced it yourself, as you told us, how they can change. They look so noble and beautiful, and when you come into closer contact with them, their true self comes to light. That's how they are, they deceive. You saw how they went to people, prayed with them, and you saw how they entered into them and argued with them." Yes, I had seen that, and that had depressed me. Because I believed that people had peace from such spirits, that they could also be led into temptation, but in the way that had been shown to me, I found that abhorrent. But this lesson was good for me. I said to myself, "No, then I don't want to have anything to do there anymore. Then I'll seek my salvation here in the soul world, where I am sure that I will no longer be ensnared by these lower powers." In this world there were brothers and sisters who had already had significantly greater experience than I, because I had to have this experience first. My experiences then benefited others. I reported what had happened to those who had returned home and who also had the desire to return to people, to live and dwell with them. I was lucky to be listened to by one, but not by another. From then on I stayed in the spiritual sphere assigned to me and let myself be taught by people like me who had greater experience. They said to me, "You see, we are now at a lower stage of ascent, we have to go through this, we have to stand here on this threshold and have our experiences. But when we have had these experiences, we will be seized by a higher longing. We want to be free. And you too will soon feel the desire within you to be free from this sphere to which you are assigned. You enter the order with great joy because you only feel safe and elevated in God's order, because a life in order is a more pleasant life. Even if this life in the order brings hardship to some, to purify, one is still under divine guidance." Yes, it became clearer and clearer to me that it would be better for me to give up the freedom I had spoken of and to integrate myself into the spiritual order. Because even in the spiritual order one has freedom, but it is subject to divine guidance. So I was ready to seek the path of this order. I then had to do what I had not wanted to do before. I had to turn to an angel. I had to ask him, "Accept me into your order. You have allowed me to live in freedom, I have had enough of this freedom, I want to be under divine guidance." The angel was happy, but he said, "For now, being here is a purification for you. You will be guided by us if you request it, and of course we will be happy to tell you what you must do and what you must not do. We will observe you to see if you fulfill that. Well, I agreed. The first thing they told me was, you shall not return to the people. Leave the people alone and all the spirits that are with them, and only go to them when you have an assignment. Yes, I answered, only when I have an assignment, but please don't give me this assignment too soon. No, they said, you still have a lot to learn first, much is to be revealed to you before you return to the people to visit them. Then they asked me, aren't you interested in why you had to put such an earthly life behind you? You have thought about it, you doubted the justice of God because you couldn't stand up straight like the others, because you hadn't grown like the others. Yes, I said, I would like to know how and wherefore. Then they took me back and let me look back, they showed me a previous life that had preceded the last one. I didn't want to see it through to the end. It became clear to me that there was a retribution and that I deserved it. But it also became clear to me that I still had a long way to go before I reached a pleasant sphere. They explained to me, the more you work within this order, the faster you will rise. But you will also have to return to a new life on earth and difficult trials will await you again, because you had not fulfilled your trials, you doubted God's justice and were not what you thought you were to your fellow human beings. We saw your prayer, because I insisted on how much I had prayed. But they said that didn't count for anything, it was the action that mattered. And they explained to me, you saw who prayed with those people who prayed so much. Where there is no peace, no harmony, those others come and pray with them, and they also penetrate the bodies of those concerned. So order must be created. I understood it and now knew that I had not fulfilled the tasks in my previous earthly life. So I now wanted to fulfill a task in the spiritual realm. They explained to me, that is all well and good, but in your next life you will have the same fate again, you will have to live in this form again until you no longer doubt the justice of God. But now in the spiritual world you have the opportunity to strengthen yourself internally so that everything that is explained to you takes root in your soul and can no longer be lost when you are clothed in a human body. I saw that this was a long way for me, but I was of good will. The angels then explained to me that they would give me long enough or enough opportunity to build up my inner spiritual strength in order to be strengthened for my future earthly life. The more time passes in the spiritual world, if one can speak of time, or, perhaps better said, the more one forgets the life one has lived and all one has done, the less difficult it is to take on a difficult task. One then has the feeling that it is as if the memories of the hardships are being erased, so that one can strengthen one's soul in the spiritual world and is not plagued by the thought that one could stumble again. That is how it was and is with me. God's angels give me the opportunity to forget it. I was allowed to explain it to you in this hour, but I will not enter the new earthly life tomorrow or the day after. I will fulfill many tasks in the spiritual world first. And now I can also fulfill my tasks with people, but I was given the task, only then can one be sure that one is doing the right thing, because I am not alone here, I have come accompanied by my spiritual friends. I was taken from my world and accompanied here. Before I was here at this hour, I was already among people. I assisted them as a helping spirit, but I have the task to do so and have a good companion at my side. I would never again be tempted to sit down somewhere, in the earthly world, and wait to see what would happen, because I had to experience this myself. It was explained to me that especially those beings who had not yet made a firm decision then became the tools of lower spirits. And those who are still full of desires are not offended by what such spirits show, and so they are led to those people so that they do what the lower spirit world wants. Lower spirits therefore find a tool in spirit beings who are not in the same league. This is what I was taught and had to see. Some people want to come out of their own free will, as I did and then went back into the spiritual world. Others, however, enjoy living out their lives and find, together, society, among the lower spirits. I have now told you what is important for you. But perhaps you would still be interested to hear, as I am told, that I am happy today, I have risen so far. And I fulfill my task, but I am guided, I stand in the order of God. I have my freedom, but I do not use this freedom, because I place it in the hands of those who are able to do high and noble things out of this freedom. I have therefore fully dedicated myself to the rule of God. So I have the task and the opportunity to strengthen myself in my soul so that I am strengthened so that when the time comes, I can return and fulfill my task as a human being and gain the respect of my fellow human beings despite my deformity. But I can only achieve this respect through justice and goodness, through an exemplary life. That is what I am told. The shell no longer plays a role, it is only important for those who strive for earthly things, who do not ask about spiritual goals, who do not strive to be a light for the world, who become more of a shadow. Now, dear brothers and sisters, I am leaving you. I will come near you again, I will be here in this room again, if I am taken along. Because it is not just, I can tell you, the friends here who you know by name. There are so many others. But there are also those spirits nearby who are waiting to dissuade you from these thoughts, who may, figuratively speaking for you, be standing outside when you leave the room and say to you, "Don't believe that, none of that is true." They do exactly that and exactly as I had to experience it myself. They do everything they are capable of to the detriment of people, especially when they listen to them fully. Well, I am returning home with my family. May God give you blessings and strength to understand God's order and to remain faithful to it. Greetings from God. Report of the Ascending Spirit being Xaver by Mediator Beatrice Brunner in the Hall on Munchhaldenstrasse, Zurich. Original, tape recording. Headline, next case. May 6, 1964. Hannah, in heaven there is no inactivity. Wrong expectations of the world beyond. Control Spirit, greetings from God. I am the control. Well, I can also give a soul picture. And I would like to give it to my sister, who is sitting in front of me right now, with the fur around her neck. The picture is drawn by the content of your life, by your problems. It is a small cart that you push in front of you. With all your strength and effort you push this cart in front of you, and you feel as if it were infinitely heavy, you have to use all your strength. But this is wrong, because this cart is not that heavy. You should make it a toy. You should get rid of the heavy weight, which only becomes so heavy because of your thoughts. Now try to make this cart into a piece of jewelry, decorate it with the things you love and hold it in front of your eyes. Put it somewhere in the house, in your mind of course, and look at all the things you love that are in this cart. And you should do that every day, see this picture and say to yourself, "Oh, that's not so heavy after all," and enjoy what is in it. Let's hope that you can do it. So we can say something about the life of man. It is formed by his thoughts and desires, by his worries and problems. Well, dear brothers and sisters, tomorrow is another day of remembrance. Christianity is reminded of the ascension of Jesus Christ. For people who are spiritually oriented and believe in the Spirit, it is always something wonderful to celebrate such a holiday. In this holiday, they find confirmation that their thinking is correct. On such holidays, they feel that they are in the right place. The whole of Christianity should truly be able to be reminded of this. And if you now think about this truth and draw comparisons with what you always hear from us, you will be strengthened in your faith. We try to give all kinds of explanations and insight into the spiritual world. We try to explain the laws, and we also want to strengthen your faith. We also want to reward you when the time comes by accompanying you back from this earth to your true home, by showing you the home that we have prepared for you. And so it will become a celebration. Now, dear brothers and sisters, an ascending spirit being is coming and will tell you about its experiences. We have chosen it and believe that it can give an answer to one or the other. We always try to choose these beings in such a way that they always contain something that will appeal to you, and give new instructions. So you can also imagine what the return of the spirit beings is like. And perhaps you can imagine it even better if you empathize with all these beings. Because they are not at all convinced of the other world, of those laws, of that rule. They must first familiarize themselves with this new world. And this is so diverse, and everyone experiences it as they deserve. And so you will hear something again this hour. May God give you the strength and the knowledge for it. God bless you. God bless you. Hannah, God bless you. My name is Hannah. I would like to give a brief overview of my earthly life. I had a son and a daughter. I lived with my husband, well and truly. We had no need for our daily bread, because we ran our own business. We believed we were pious. My daughter became a nun, my son, or rather our son, became a priest. During my lifetime I believed that God would be particularly pleased with me, since I had managed to send my daughter to the convent and ensure that my son became a priest. I also expected to receive a reward for this in the other world, and I had the feeling that God would forgive me for many injustices and many offenses, precisely because my two children had dedicated themselves to Him. So I often elevated myself somewhat above my fellow human beings, looked down on others. On the one hand I was a little arrogant. In the spiritual world, however, I was also told that I had told people far too much and had thereby caused discord, that I had interfered in many things and thus caused discord. My belief that I would find a special reward because of my children did not come true. That was my first disappointment when I entered the world beyond. I was greeted by my parents. But they told me that they could not stay with me and there was no further conversation. Then these angels of God stood before me and said, Hannah, hurry up, we are now leading you into your world, you must live with others, you must fulfill your tasks with others. As I said, I was disappointed that I was not rewarded for having done everything I could to dedicate my children to God. I explained to the angels that my daughter was in a monastery and my son was a priest. Had I not earned merit by doing so? They said, no, we will not talk about that, but you will go towards the retribution that you deserve. You must first realize what you have done wrong. Then I said to them, the two of them are praying for me as much as they can, and I would like to benefit from their prayers. They answered me that the prayer would benefit me when the time came, but now it was a matter of proving for myself what I was capable of doing in the spiritual world. Well, the world I was led into did not seem particularly beautiful to me. I found it much more pleasant on earth. I thought I was in a village. There were large and small houses, among them buildings that I had the feeling could be a factory. And I was led into just such a large building. But it was not a factory, but the residence of an infinite number of beings. I could not count them. They did not have to work here, their work was outside the house. I was given a room that I had to share with others. I counted them, there were 15 of us. It bothered me that I had to live with all of them. They were all restless, each of them talked about their life, about their work, and I wanted to talk about my life too. But they didn't seem to be listening to me and at first took no notice of me at all. Instead, those who had been in the room the longest spoke and the others listened to them. So I tried to speak up and talk. But they still didn't pay any attention to me. I was also told that I should go with the others and work in the fields. Then I thought about it and thought, no, you definitely don't have to work in the kingdom of heaven. I didn't want to go to the fields to work, I could go anywhere else. And that's what I did. Meanwhile, the others went about their work regularly, came back, rested and told each other what they had experienced and what had been said. But I didn't have the impression that it was necessary for me to go to the fields and work. I couldn't understand why I should do that. So I just went my own way. Nobody cared about me anymore. When the others came back from work and I went back to the room with them, but nobody asked me where I had been or why I hadn't turned up for work. so I didn't think it was necessary to work. I was more interested in knowing who was there in this spiritual world, because I wanted to look for friends and relatives. I did that and saw them. I met them outside the house and I met them in the house too. I knew that they had also left the earth long ago, and of course I tried to talk to them because I wanted to know if they had to do work too. Some said yes, they had a job and were doing it, others were just as addicted to idleness as I was. They also felt that it was unfair that now, after a hard life of work on earth, one had to work in the spiritual world too. So we had taken this freedom for ourselves and just didn't do this work. But then, while I was looking for acquaintances from earthly life, I saw two people who had lived very close to us. It was Franziska von der Mull and her husband, they were both the two. So I greeted them and said that they had apparently not got any further than I had. Because they had also wanted to be very pious people in earthly life, just as I had wanted to be. Well, Franziska and her husband had jobs and they asked me to do the same. They said that in the spirit world, where you are closer to God than on earth, you have to obey even more, and if I didn't do this work, I would never be able to leave this place. They also scolded me and said that the way I looked was shameful. I didn't feel that way. I hadn't really looked at myself yet, because I didn't attach any importance to my own appearance. This Franziska and her husband were good-looking, that was to be said. They had been pious people in their earthly lives, and they were now working, as they said. They then asked me to join them, to come and work with them. God demanded it, and I should not impose my will. But I did not go with them. I told them that I would pray while they were working, and that my prayer would be just as pleasing to God as their work. They replied that they would not neglect to pray either. They too had to pray, but they also had to work. Franziska then said to me, "Make sure you look better, after all, we also acquired our current appearance through our work." They had certainly arrived in the world beyond a good while before me, and had therefore already had opportunities to earn something. I wanted to know how one could achieve this better appearance, and they explained, "Only through work, work in the sense that it had been explained to one, and then one should put oneself at the service of one's neighbor." They would now put themselves at my service too, by explaining to me that I had to act differently in this new world and make sure that I looked better. Franziska drew my attention to my shoes and said to me, "Look at your shoes, Hannah, I have never seen you in your life in shoes like the ones you are wearing here. Aren't you ashamed, aren't you embarrassed to walk around in shoes like that?" I answered, "God gave me this clothing, what can I do about it?" They both replied, "You can make sure that you look better. You have to acquire things bit by bit if you come here in the condition you are." Then they told me to look at my shoes. Yes, I really hadn't noticed that before. I was wearing high heels, but I didn't have any shoelaces, I was just standing in these shoes. Of course, I couldn't walk gracefully in these shoes, which hadn't even been laced up. But what did it matter to me? I had been given these shoes as they were. I believed that if you were in heaven, you would also be given what pleased heaven. Then Franziska said, "Try working so that you can at least get a pair of shoelaces." "How am I supposed to get that?" "With work," they replied, "and I should do it together with them, then I would definitely get some. But I couldn't yet decide to take on this work. I must stress that I wasn't used to working in my earthly life. I didn't have to work like that, because other people worked for the family, and so I just didn't feel like I could work, and I just took a step back. I also thought that if other people did the work, it would be enough, right? They would then offer me a job that I would enjoy. But nothing of the sort happened. They didn't give me any work that I liked. I was supposed to go to the fields, and I didn't want to go there. Soon after, Franziska came to me again and said she had news for me. Barbara had visited her. Barbara, who I knew well, who had peddled and was a very poor woman, I knew this Barbara well. She had often come to me, but I hadn't bought anything from her. Yes, Barbara, I remembered her well. Then Franziska continued, "Barbara is here, and she wants to visit you too. She is so beautiful and so distinguished, and she doesn't live in the same world as us." Then I asked, "Barbara, the peddler, doesn't she live there? Where does she live?"